Welcome to the Executive GTM Reporting Playbook. If you're hearing this, you're about to build reporting for somebody's leadership team, a dashboard, a board pack, or both. And this is your 5-minute download before you open the repo. Fair warning up front, this is the most opinionated playbook we have. Not because reporting is hard to build, but because almost every argument you're going to have on this project is about definitions, not charts. We'll walk the 4 phases: blueprint, build, enable, and maintain. Here's the idea to lock in. We have 1 opinion about what should be reported on, and 3 different modes to ship it in. Mode 1 is native CRM reporting. Dashboards, built inside Salesforce or HubSpot. Mode 2 is custom built. You pull the data out and build the dashboard yourself as a web app, which is usually the highest impact of the 3. Mode 3 is the reporting pack. The long deck a founder sends to their board or their investors. Same metric spine every time. Bookings, created pipeline, coverage, conversion, cycle, retention. What changes is the vessel, not the numbers. And 2 rules survive all 3 modes. Every number gets reported against a goal, and every chart can be opened up to the rows underneath it. Blueprint is where you win this one. Start with a gate. This playbook assumes the data is already good. If their pipeline is a mess, if the stages don't mean anything, if half the opportunities have no close date, that's a data infrastructure project and it comes first. Don't build beautiful reporting on top of bad data. You'll just publish the mess faster. Once you're through the gate, there are 5 questions to answer before you build anything. Who owns expansion? Because that one answer decides whether expansions live on the sales dashboard or the customer success one. What the goal structure is, because most companies need board-level, executive-level, and field-level goals, and those are 3 different numbers. What the attribution model is. Which segments actually matter to this company, and where the data really lives, ideally Vasco is implemented, and if it isn't, you're connecting straight into their Salesforce or HubSpot, or occasionally a warehouse like Snowflake. Then settle conversion rate, because it is the single most argued about number on any of these projects. Ours works like this. Group the deals by the date they were created, then divide the ones that closed, 1 by everything that reached a decision. 1 plus lost. Deals still sitting open don't count yet. So 10 deals created in the first quarter, 4 won, 4 lost, 2 still open, is a 50% conversion rate. Write that definition down and get it agreed before you build anything, because somebody will challenge it in the first executive meeting and you want to be quoting a decision they already signed off on. Build. Structure every dashboard the same way. Core KPIs across the top as plain numbers, charts underneath, split into labeled sections, forecast, pipeline, funnel, so the eye always knows where it is. No filters except a date filter. Every filter past that makes it messier and hands an executive a way to look at a number nobody else in the room is looking at. Default timeframe is a rolling 13 months, so this August sits right next to last August. Then build the pack itself. 5 dashboards: sales, marketing, customer success, partnerships, and 1 consolidated executive view that carries the headline from each of them without any of the segment drill downs. 2 charts earn their place every single time. The lead channel impact matrix, conversion rate against volume, so you can see which channels are unicorns and which ones are noise, and that same quadrant applied to reps. And here's the part that will actually bite you. Reconcile before you publish. Your new conversion rate is going to come out as a different number from the one they have been quoting in board meetings for the last year. Find that gap yourself, explain exactly where it comes from, and get it accepted before the pack goes out. Not after. A number that moves without warning costs you more trust than a number that was wrong. Enable. Your audience is a CRO, a VP of sales, a VP of finance, sometimes the CEO. So every tile name and every description has to be short and genuinely executive. If a tile needs a paragraph to explain it, it's the wrong tile. In the pack, every slide follows 1 anatomy: a title. Then a couple of sentences telling the reader what they're supposed to take away from this data. Then the chart. Then 2 or 3 insight bullets down the right-hand side, with the numbers you care about highlighted directly on the chart itself. Open the whole thing with an executive summary that is specific and quantitative. What's working, what isn't. Named segments and real numbers, not adjectives. Put an ARR waterfall on the first slide after it, and ship the pack with a drafted executive email that tells them how to present it to their own stakeholders. Maintain. Reporting drifts quietly, and that's exactly what makes it dangerous. Somebody adds a stage, and your conversion rate changes overnight with nobody noticing. Goals get reset every quarter, and a dashboard still reporting to last quarter's number is worse than no dashboard at all. A new territory, a new product line, a new partner. Each one needs a home in the segments, and the big one. If ownership of expansion moves from customer success over to sales, the whole dashboard split has to move with it. So revisit on those events and audit on a clock every quarter. So, get through the data gate before you promise anybody anything. Settle the definitions in writing. One goal per number, one date filter, and no more. Make every chart open into its rows. And keep hold of what the actual deliverable is here. It isn't a dashboard. It's an executive who trusts the number enough to make a decision on it. Open the repo, read the agent's file, run the blueprint checklist, and go build. Good luck out there.